This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 15.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to halfway through your Ramadan Heart Detox Challenge. We are now 15 days in and it is absolutely wonderful. And if you are listening to this podcast, I am very happy that you have made it halfway through. Now, today is going to be a super easy day because you only really have one task. And that is to call up someone that you haven't spoken to for a while and catch up with them. It can be very easy in this life to get very, very busy now. We always have a million and one things that we need to do and we're always behind on what we need to do. So you are going to take time out, call up someone and just catch up with them. As for your article is called On the Path to Allah, Tips to Remain Steadfast. Now this is an article that I personally wrote because I had a friend of mine who felt that once she started becoming practicing, she felt like she was losing friends, she felt she was becoming isolated from social situations, and that was causing her to struggle a bit. So this article, the reason why I put it in the middle of this heart challenge is to remind you guys that even if you've made a mistake, even if you missed the day, even if you missed a week in this heart detox challenge, even if you started day one, you quit, and you're listening now, it is never too late for you to come back, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed good deeds do away with misdeeds. There is no limit or end to Allah's mercy. And I want you guys to remember that even when you burn out, even when you fall and you take a step backwards, it is very easy for people to criticize you for it, to hold you to it and say, well, look, you wanted to change, but clearly you haven't changed because, you know, you've fallen up on this particular point. But Allah doesn't see it like that, and if you want to go back this challenge or if you want to better yourself, then it's always okay for you to fall down and pick yourself back up again. That is completely fine. You know, if you miss Fajr prayer, it doesn't mean that you have to miss the rest of your prayers and you're going to have a terrible day. Allah will never get tired of giving you a clean state to start off with, and nor will the value of your good deeds be diminished because of what you used to be like or because of any mistakes that you made. So with that said, I want you guys to stay strong. I want you guys to continue this detox challenge. I want you guys to keep reading your 2 pages of Quran, and I will be here with these podcasts trying to motivate and inspire you to keep doing good and keep being productive. Alhamdulillah, we are halfway through Ramadan. We are halfway through this challenge. I pray that Allah accepts all of our fasts and all of our good deeds and purifies our intentions. And I will be with you guys tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.